Father, your kingdom, Father, your kingdom. Father, your kingdom come, your will on earth be done as it is in heaven. Lord, may we reflect the splendor, the beauty, the grace, the awesomeness of heaven in this earth realm. May every agenda of the enemy be overturned and your agenda established, that we, your people called by your name, having humbled ourselves before you, may see and experience the wholeness of the life of those who are totally surrendered to you and are basking in the glorious experiences of your presence. Thank you, Lord, that we are greatly loved, and because of your love, we can love you back. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to have you this evening. Tonight, I want to explore really quickly some thoughts about the shout of victory, which is the fruit that we are partaking of this month, the shout of victory. We are very aware of the story of how the people of God entered into the promised land. They came into the promised land, and the Bible tells us in Joshua chapter 6 about how God said to them to be quiet as they marched around Jericho. And so they did. First day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day. And on the seventh day, he says to them, I want you to do it seven times. And at the end of those seven marches around, I want you to release a shout. And as they did, the word of God tells us that the walls, the thick walls of Jericho, collapsed. The ground opened up and the walls sank. It was not like the walls fell over so that when they come in into the promised land, they had to stumble through breaks and rocks and whatever else. No, the walls opened up. The ground opened up and the walls, almost like an elevator going down, went down, and they had flat land walking into Jericho. That's the incredible move of God. But it came as the people in obedience, shouted. Yes, it was a shout, but it was also their obedience. The word of God says in Joshua 6:20, so the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets, when they blew the shofar. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. They took the city having shouted. They took the city having shouted. There is a place for the shout. The shout that causes things to obey the instruction of the Lord in our lives. the shout. Now, this shout was a shout that responded to the obedience and directives of God to his people as the shofar, the trumpets were blown. They had been quiet for 7 days. And now on this seventh day, after marching around Jericho 7 times, God permitted them to open their mouths. And with the opening of their mouths, a miracle happened. So, Pastor, what are you saying to us this evening? I'm saying that we need to be in alignment with the wisdom of God concerning everything that he's calling us to. And part of how God does what God does is with the shout of his people. But not every shout brings about the result that we're looking for. It is a shout and an obedience to the directives of God. The Philistines in 1 Samuel, when the Ark of the Covenant was brought into the camp of the Israelites, the Bible says that the people shouted. And as they shouted, the Philistines said, God is in their midst. God has just shown up. All this while, they did not say anything about God. But when the people began to shout, they said, God is there. But they said to themselves, well, let us go fight anyway. Let us not quit. Let's go fight anyway. And to their amazement, they overcame the Israelites. Yes, God was there. But the fact is that because God was there, did not mean they did not lose. They lost because they were not walking uprightly before God. You can still lose while God is there because God is everywhere present. Is he not? Yeah. God is everywhere present. And the shout, hear this, the shout releases the presence of God like nothing else. It makes things happen in the realm of the Spirit. It breaks the sound barrier. It's a shout, a sound that goes forth that begins to realign situations. But what I want us to hear and to see today is that principles of God, while they are true, also are aligned to our obedience to the instructions of God. Not just for a particular situation, but for all situations. So my life needs to align with the Word of God if I want answers and a demonstration of the realities of God in my life. Now in Psalm 47, I want you to see this. It says here, oh, clap your hands. Now that is a sound. Hallelujah. When we clap, we are creating a sound. That means something to God. It activates something in the realm of the Spirit. It says, clap your hands, all ye people. And then it says, shout unto God. Shout unto God with the voice of what? Triumph. Clap and shout. Clap and shout. Shout with the voice of triumph. Shout with the voice of victory. It goes on and says, the reason for this is because the Lord Most High is terrible or awesome. He's awesome. He's a great king over all the earth. over all the earth. Now, with my shout, with your shout, we can impact things in nations, in the realm of the Spirit. Your shout is important. It moves God, moves God's hands in different realms. Now you'll see this. It says, because of this shout, because God is king over all the earth, it says, he, God, will subdue people under us and the nations under our feet. So he's giving us a key about our clapping and about our shouting. Let me say that again. God is giving us a key about our clapping and our shouting. It is not for naught. It moves God. Now, let me skip verse 4 and go to verse 5 and see what happens. Verse 5 says, God is gone up with a shout. God moves with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. This is like a key that gets God moving in a particular direction. He says, I need your shout. Now, he's not saying, I need your prayer. This time he's saying, I need your shout. And I need you clapping. When you clap, you are releasing arrows against the enemy. The enemy shoots arrows at you. While you are clapping and celebrating the goodness of God, you are releasing arrows. It's getting shot out. And it's causing confusion in the territory of the enemy. The worst thing the enemy will like for us to do is just be quiet. Now, there's a place for that. It is a place where God is creating an atmosphere in you where he's kept you so quiet, and now when you release that sound, it comes out with big force. Hallelujah. It comes out strong. There's a shout in you. The Bible says there's a shout of a king in their midst. Hallelujah. God has a shout inside of you that needs to be released under his directive. And it is a weapon of warfare. Glory be to God. It's a weapon. That shout comes out in our praise, in our redemptive workings of grace and leadings by the Spirit of God. God is gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. You say, it's just a trumpet. And God says, no, 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 no. It's not just a trumpet. This is saved just for me. You know, the Lucifer, when Lucifer was created, he had percussion, he had strings, he had everything inbuilt. The one thing he did not have is the trumpet. He didn't have that. And that's why when the Lord returns, he comes with it. The Word of God says in Thessalonians chapter 4, yeah? It says, when the Lord returns, he will come back with a shout. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 16. Even when he's coming back with a shout. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. He ascends and he descends from heaven with a shout. Hallelujah. He comes back with a shout. And with the voice of an archangel and with the trump of God, there's the trumpet blasting. And what happens? The dead in Christ shall rise first. When you feel like everything is lost, you need a shout. You need a shout. Say, God, give me a shout. The word shout is the word ruah. Ruah. In ruah, you can find the beginnings of the word ruach. Ruach is the spirit. The spirit of God, the ruach. Ruah is the beginnings of that statement. And so the shout of God's people is that which precedes the move of the Spirit of God. On the day of Pentecost, while they were speaking in tongues, it became like a shout. They were not hiding anymore. When you shout, you're not hiding. Everybody turns to look at where the shout is coming from. And God has a shout in you. God has a shout in me. And it is a shout of victory. Hallelujah. It is a shout of victory. And tonight, I believe God is enhancing our shout. One of the first things the enemy wants to do is to take the shout out of you. Take your voice, steal your voice. And when he steals your voice and you're not able to speak, you're not able to shout, he weakens you. Dead churches are quiet. Dead people don't shout. Hello? Have you ever gone by a cemetery and there's shouting in there? If you hear shouting from the cemetery, run for your life. It's not going to happen. Dead people don't have the shout. It is the living. Those that are strong in the Lord and are strong in the power of his might that have a shout in them. And that shout is a shout of a turnaround. It causes walls to collapse. Things that are standing in the way, it causes them to collapse. Sound can be a mighty weapon. Sound, that shout, represents speed. So if, you know, when was it now? Two Saturdays ago, I think, we were at the March for Jesus. And at the end of the march, when everything was closing down, here comes these two fighter jets. And they were shaking the whole place, flying, breaking sound, releasing sound. I say, wow, if there's ever a confirmation that we were in the right place at the right time, those two planes out there are declaring God is on the move. When things are on the move, you hear that sound. Hallelujah. You hear that sound. You know, have you seen motorbikes? There you are with your nice car, and there comes this guy with his motorbike and goes, vroom, vroom, and vroom. They're gone. Vroom. Two wheels, and you're left in the dust. Well, the shout of God gives you that kind of a speed. It is a God thing, that shout. It creates fear. The enemy uses it. Also, this shout. I remember when my mom passed away, we went to do her funeral, and I went to the homestead. And when I got in there, there was a man in there that wanted to hurt me. And how did he go about it? He shouted. You know, you come into a place, you expect everybody to be quiet and go, "Hey!" You know, and I knew what had happened because that shout creates fear and the enemy has entrance. And I immediately shut myself off. I just as quickly as that was, I just shut myself off. I said, this guy wanted to hurt me. There was no reason for the shout other than he was trying to shout to intimidate, shout to have access. Have you ever been in a situation and a loud sound takes place and it rattles you? Well, that's the purpose of the shout. The purpose of your shout is you lambasting the enemy by the authority of the word of God. And when challenges come, there comes a time that you release a sound, a shout from deep within that petrifies the enemy and causes him to back off. You know, the lion is the king of the jungle. Yes? What does a lion do? It roars. The roar is like ruah. Hello? It roars, and every animal miles away, they are scared. They are afraid. They back off. They find another direction to go because the lion is creating an atmosphere, a space. Are we together? Your shout is important in the realm of the spirit. You say, When do I get to practice this shout? If I start shouting in my house, people will say I'm crazy. Well, I didn't say go shouting every time. I say shout by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's a shout in you. There's a shout in me. And it's a shout of victory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We need to tap into it. Hallelujah. In Psalm 118. I'll come back to Psalm 47 again if I need to. But Psalm 118, I want to look at the 15th verse. Actually, okay, let's take it from there. It says, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. How is that connected? It's in the voice of rejoicing. You celebrating the salvation of God. He says it's in your tabernacles, the tabernacles of those that are called to be righteous. And the right hand of the Lord do it valiantly because of the voice of rejoicing. The celebration that's in the tabernacles. Are you thankful? Are you celebrating the grace and the goodness of God? The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. Why? The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The shout of victory is in the house of the righteous. Now, therefore, God's right hand can do valiantly, do extraordinary things. God cannot do extraordinary things when we are depressed, not rejoicing. No, we rejoice in the Lord and in the power of His might. Is that what the Word of God says? Yeah. These are spiritual principles that when we come together, when we are dealing with different issues, that we move with a sound. Be reminded about the four lepers. The four lepers. They said, if we go into the city, they might eat us up. Let's go into that enemy's camp and see what happens. And these four lepers are heading in that direction. And what did God do? The feeble steps of four lepers is amplified. And the enemy hear this, they hear this great army coming. And what do? They let go of everything they've got and dashed off. The shout of victory, the sound of victory, released and moved, is causing the enemy to tremble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me start from Psalm 118 again, and I want to look at the beginnings of that chapter as I begin to wrap. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They quenched as the fire of the thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust Saul at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. Now, what did I just read to you? First part talks about the mercy of God. The mercy of God, the mercy of God. Over and over, it restates the mercy of the Lord, 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 the mercy of the Lord. Then it makes a switch. And the switch is, in the name of the Lord, I will destroy every enemy in the name of the Lord, 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 in the name of the Lord. Now, when the Lord comes, he comes with a shout. When the Lord ascends. He ascends with a shout. When the Lord moves, he's moving through those two factors. We see Paul and Silas are there in prison. And what are they doing? They're creating a sound in their worship, in their adoration, and God begins to move. Things begin to shake. There's an earthquake. Hear the Lord on the cross. The Bible says, with a loud voice, he speaks out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Do you remember that? What did God do? Everything's shaken. Your voice activates God. The word of God says that Hagar left the son Ishmael to die. She didn't want to see her son dying, and she went to another corner and begins to wail, cry out. And the word of God says, and God heard the voice of the lad. Oh, I thought this is the mother that was crying, and the kid is too weak. But her intercession became relevant to the young man, and God showed, opened their eyes to see a well from whence they drew water, and that child was taken care of. Your shout is important. It causes walls to collapse. It causes God to arise. It causes God to come down. Praise the Lord. But that shout cannot be just a principle, because there was a shout in the camp of the Israelites, and the Philistines were saying, God has come into their midst. It's in the Bible. But God cannot do anything when we are not in alignment with him. The shout will bring him. But can he do anything for me when my life is not in alignment? That's a different story. So I want to have a shout that is relevant, that is meaningful. A shout that will turn things around for his glory and honor. Amen? Let me finalize by going back to Psalm 47. Psalm 47, let's look at verse 6. It says, sing praises to God. Sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with what? Understanding. And that's what I just said a moment ago. It's not just a shout. It's a shout that is backed by the presence of God and your alignment and my alignment to him. This is what God causes God to reign over the heathen. God seated upon the throne of his holiness. And it is a shout that is connected to his holiness that causes him to move. It says, the princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. And watch this next statement. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He's greatly exalted. The shields of the earth. The protection over the earth belongs to God. The God who is the God over all the earth. Let's go back to verse 2 and verse 3 and let's wrap it here. It says, for the Lord Most High is terrible or awesome. He is a great king over all the earth. On the basis of what? Verse 1. On the basis of this, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Amen? This is our mandate. Shouting unto God with a voice of triumph. Nothing moves at a high level without that sound. That sound is very connected. And you have that shout inside of you. And God will arise with your shout. And God will descend with your shout. And all of it is God reigning sovereignly and supremely over all of our affairs. For his glory must be made manifest in our midst. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the amazing things that you're doing in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for the shout that is in us. Lord, let it be activated in a very strategic way. Let the sound that is coming forth out of us humiliate the forces of darkness, eradicate the powers of the enemy, cause the enemy to flee in every direction, just like the roaring of the lion. So, Lord, O God, may our roar, O God, cause the enemy to flee. In Jesus' mighty name, O God, arise and let all of your enemies be scattered. Come, Holy Spirit, do extraordinary things in our lives. When you came, Holy Spirit, the word says, you came with a sound, like the sound of rushing wind. Lord, may we hear that sound again. And may things be changed for us. This we ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our sovereign Lord. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. This evening we are going to share in communion together. And so I invite you, those of you at home that may not have communion, I'll give you a moment to grab something. Yeah, I have mine. You know, one of the things that happens to people that are drunk is that they become loud. Have you noticed that? They become really loud. Because the spirit that is in them, not the Holy Spirit, but the alcohol spirit, you know they call alcohol spirits, right? Causes them to be loud. They start shouting, hey! Because of the spirit that's in them. Well, we're going to take communion together, and this communion, as we take of it, we will have a different shout. Hallelujah. It says, be drunk in the spirit. I'm declaring that we'll be drunk, men and women. With a shout of the Lord, the shout of triumph. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we are thankful for the wonderful benefits that we have in you and how, Lord, oh God, you reveal to us pertinent truth that will help us become more like you. Lord, restore our shout. Restore our voice. Restore it. Your word says, oh God, that at the presence of your Spirit, the people began to speak in tongues, in other languages. And it was overheard in the surroundings. They were not hiding. They went there to hide. They went there hiding and afraid. But when the shout came into them, fear was banished. And now they boldly declared your word. Lord, give us that grace to stand strong and mighty, bold. We reject timidity. We reject fear. We reject everything that is contrary to your will and to your word. We speak wholeness into every life. And we say, Lord, let our shout be restored. As we take of this communion, our shout is restored. We give you praise that it is so. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Take of this body and eat. In remembrance of the Lord, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin and from all unrighteousness. This gives us life. And people that have life have a voice, have a shout in them. May our voice and our shout be restored. May it be amplified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, take a drink. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for granting us supernatural speed, grace to overcome, and to be a testimony in all the earth. Blessed be your holy name. Amen and amen.